Okay, with Hawei Zhang, a post-COVID-19 era is a fashion film. It's 3 minutes long, and this was done at the Savannah College of the Arts, correct, Hawei?
Yes.
So where is that exactly?
You mean the shooting location?
No, where's that? Where's the university? Where's the Savannah College of the Arts, Art and Design? Where is that?
Where is it in Savannah? It's in Georgia.
Savannah, Georgia, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And where are you from originally?
Originally, I come from China.
China? Whereabouts?
It's not really a famous city. It's in the middle part of China. It's the city name is Zhengzhou. It's
Well,
like the most crowded city in China.
you're from there, so it'll be famous eventually, I guess, right?
Yeah.
So this is a fashion film, a really interesting
Yes.
film about kind of like this jewelry designer made all these masks, I don't know, during COVID or after, and then you had a really interesting location. They kind of showcased the masks, the different kinds of masks, kind of the show, kind of like not only the aesthetic of the era that you're describing, but also kind of like the thematic about like sometimes being
Yeah.
trapped, sometimes being kind of withdrawn. Like, tell me about the idea. Where did this idea come from to make this film?
So firstly, this idea is come from like this is actually this is a collaboration between me and the jewelry designer Han Kun Yuwei.
So
So
he made all the masks.
yeah, he made all masks. Actually, this is her like the jewelry works. So firstly, like both of us, we just got COVID-19 in a really earlier time. So at that time, just we never expect like COVID-19 will change our life so deeply. But until we realize at this point, I feel like I have a really long period of a real reflection to let my ideas to thinking because of COVID-19. So because of this point, we just want to explore the habits that have been, ultimately changed in this world after order has been, re-established.
Gotcha. So then, where did you meet the designer, the jewelry designer?
We're classmates. We both study in SCAD, like our college, Savannah College of Art and Design. She's the jewelry design major student, and I
Oh,
was
cool.
a filmmaker. Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. And so, what did she, then? So did she, then in terms of the location, which is a very
Yeah.
interesting location. It's like they're almost like you're almost like kind of like, where are you exactly? I just like I don't want to describe
Yes.
it, but where are you exactly in the film?
You mean the film location?
Yeah.
Actually, it's like a ancient railway museum. It's really like a it's a museum actually. It's about the train, about a railway. But firstly, when we go there, like we feel like the abandoned railway. The old wall, like this stuff seem like they're abandoned, but they're still like a symbol of a civilization. So we think maybe this is a good idea to shoot something here. And especially there is a really tall tower. I don't know if you noticed that. There is a really tall tower. I feel like this is a really good symbol or really good image to show up in the film.
It
So
looks like for good people who haven't watched the film yet, it looks like the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
that's also we saw that at the same place. We saw of this as well in the first place.
Yeah, so that's really kind
Yes.
of cool. So you just yeah, so then where did you, what about the model, the actor in the film?
All the model, she's our friend, and she was like a professional model in China before, and she's also doing modeling stuff right now, like beginning her career. She's also a student, SCAD student in fashion major, and firstly we just saw some photography work, and we found her, and we feel like, oh, she's a really good model. Her face, her posture, like her poses, like this stuff. We feel like, oh, maybe we can contact her and ask her if you want to join this project or not. And then she said yes. She felt like, oh, this is really interesting. Let's try it.
So the three, all three of you are from China, correct? So it's
Because
like,
we come from the same culture background, so it's easier to communicate. It's better, like we can get each other's idea, each other's thoughts.
I'm assuming you speak all like either Mandarin or Cantonese. You all three speak the same language?
Yeah, we all speak Mandarin.
Mandarin. So that's really interesting. So three people from China. It's a huge country, so different
Yes.
places. And then you all end up in Savannah, Georgia. That's kind of
Yeah.
interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, that's really interesting. Like we never expect like we can meet each other in a really far city in United States.
And then, so you didn't know each other before. You met in Georgia.
Yes. We just met in Georgia.
That's
We know.
almost like a film itself, right there. Like about.
Yeah. Like there is too much details we can explore behind these stories, like how we get to know each other and how we have same culture background and we meet each other in another nation. Like I feel like it's really interesting.
It is, well, because you're three different artists too, right? You're a
Yeah,
filmmaker, she's a designer, and then she's an actress model, I guess, right?
yes.
So you guys all made, okay, so tell me about the process of the film itself, because you have different kinds of film stock, you have different kinds of aesthetics, different kinds of cameras you use. Like, tell me about your process.
Okay, the process, like firstly, we just think how to use like because this is a combination of film and fashion. So the film itself, it should be can be the concept, COVID-19 concept, this stuff. And it's also you need to show the jewelry itself. So how to balance this two stuff, we were struggling about this stuff for a really long time. And finally, just I think about how about like use your film to narrative stuff to now to tell a story like about COVID-19. You cannot just show some poses, show your jewelry. You need to tell a whole story behind your jewelry and behind COVID-19. So that's the reason why you can see we use two different camera. We use a Lumikino camera. It's a really old camera. Like we need to use the film. We need to develop a film. We need
It's like
to.
8 millimeter. Was it 8 millimeter camera?
It's like a 16
Oh,
millimeter.
16 millimeter camera. Okay.
Yes. So yeah, I feel like the contrast between these two media is, when they meet each other, the final result is really like a surprising.
Yeah, I haven't seen this in a long time. You ever watch Oliver Stone movies? He used
Yes.
to do that in his movies. Like he used to like change the film stock.
Yeah.
So there's like a huge contrast of the emotion
Yes.
of the image. So obviously yours is a different tone, but it just reminded me of that, where it's like very crisp digital kind of camera, right? Where
Yeah.
it's like high definition. You see everything, and then you transfer to 16 millimeter. It's almost like a home video, I guess, right?
Yes. That's actually what we want to do. Like the contrast between 16 millimeter film and the digital camera film is like the contrast between the life before COVID-19 and the life after COVID-19.
Oh,
Like,
okay.
yeah, which one is really clear? You can touch. It seems like you can touch each other, but the other way, everything is really like a is really like a haze. Because of the social distance, like people cannot get closer. It looks like a 16 millimeter film.
So we live in a 16 millimeter film now, basically what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay, so it seems like it really, like I like a lot of people, really affected you in terms of like, are you still, are you have you graduated now?
Yeah, I just graduated last summer.
So you were going to school during COVID, I guess, especially the year where it was like everybody was locked down.
Yeah, like most of the time I just take university class in home. We just all took like online classes, virtual classes.
So you
Like
fly, you leave home from
it,
China.
no, I still live in Georgia because sometimes Like if you need to shoot something, you need equipment from school. So I still live in Georgia.
You still no, that's what I meant though, but it's like you kind of fly you.
Yeah, I cannot fly come back China. I cannot fly come back my home. Yeah, like everything is locked down.
Yeah. So what I was gonna say is that you basically go to school, you leave home to go to school, and then to a different country, different culture, different everything, and then you get to stay in your dorm
Yes.
for like a year
Yes.
and like do school there, which is kind of interesting, I guess, right?
Yeah.
That's not like, I guess you do you think that like I've talked to obviously a lot of filmmakers who are going to film school during this time. Do you feel that you feel a little bit cheated by it, like by the experience?
You mean cheated? You mean like COVID-19 experience?
Yeah, like you mean that you didn't get the best of school because you were like.
Yes, like of course there is will be a loss of school experience because of COVID-19, but I don't think it's like cheated because like this is fact. You don't have any choice.
Yeah.
Yeah, so just like because we can no people can like escape from COVID-19. Like this stuff just affects all everybody's life. So I have to say I feel a little bit sorry for my college life because I always imagine like if there is no COVID-19, maybe my college life will be like more excited or more amazing. But we don't have any choice, so just take it, just learn how to get along with COVID-19.
So how many films did you make at the university?
University, like around like 7 or 8.
And this is
like, 7 or 8 film. I'm the director, but I also help my friends or help the classmates to complete one project. Maybe I'm the production designer, maybe I'm the assistant director. But if you ask me, the whole project is lead by myself. I feel like it's around 7 or 8, including fashion film.
So what motivated you to submit this one, the festivals, this particular film, the film festivals?
Could you pardon? So, sorry,
what
sir.
motivated you to submit this film? Like post your this film we're talking right now, who plays the
yep.
festival. What motivated you to submit it to the festivals?
Invited you? What do you mean by
motivate? Like why?
Or
What
motivate?
inspired you? What inspired
Or
you?
why inspire me to submit to take this to join this film festival?
Yeah.
Oh, like because this film is like is a fashion film. So actually, there is not a lot of film festival about a fashion film or about experimental film. So after I finish this work, I want to have more experience about fashion film. So I just search like where is a fashion film festival, and then I just found this film festival because finally there is a film festival who like which one is take cares about fashion film, because other film festival they are just care about drama, care about like science fiction film, but
mm-hmm.
like not really much take care about fashion film.
Gotcha. And what did you think about the feedback video that we sent you?
Oh, the feedback is really awesome because because of COVID-19, like I didn't see audience reflection or audience feedback for a long time. So it's my first time to see like how people feels after watching my film. So I feel like really, really, really inspiring, and I feel like really touching because the connection between people is real. So I can see their face. I can feel their emotions. So this is made me feel so touching.
Gotcha. And so are you gonna stay in the United States and like attempt your filmmaking career in the United States?
Yeah. Because
That's
United States, you have the biggest filmmaking market. So like for example, maybe in other country, I cannot find a film festival like take care of fashion film. But you can see there is a film festival who just like which one is take care of fashion film in United States. So if you want to show something like maybe it's really unpopular, maybe just like a fashion film, like it's not too many people are interested in, but you can still have your own space in United States.
So you're living in Detroit right now?
Yeah, I live in Detroit right now.
What are you doing in Detroit?
I'm doing the editing right now. I just shooting an interview for an contemporary artist. So I'm doing the post production for this interview.
Oh, terrific. Oh, so you're on your way, I guess.
Yes.
All right, so I want to ask you about because you've kind of inspired me in The Mood for Love. You said Moon for Love is the movie that you saw the most in your life, and I actually saw the movie when it came to Canada. I think 2000, 2001. I saw the movie in the theater. It was a really interesting crowd who watched it, and it's one of those films that, yeah, it stays with you for a long time.
Yeah.
And I was talking to somebody about this the other day, not even knowing that I'm talking to you today about Chinese movies, about like Chinese movies being shown in North America, getting more kind of traction. And it's because you have a huge film scene, right? You have a huge, gigantic film scene in China. A lot of movies are made, like a lot of people go to the movies in China. So
yes,
what is your
yes,
feeling
that's true.
on like Chinese made movies being kind of shown more in the United States? You think there's more of a market?
Yeah, I feel so glad about this point. Like, you know, finally our own film is going to the global, is going to be a global, like, because of like, you know, film is a kind of art, and Chinese film is watched by other countries' people, which means like a Chinese culture is you know, is going to spread around the whole world without a culture barrier. So I feel so excited about that.
So like a movie like the Korean movie Parasite won Best
Yeah.
Picture, right?
Yes.
And why are you smiling?
Because you know, when people see me, oh, you are Asian, oh, you are a filmmaker, they're always talking about Parasite.
Okay, sorry, but I'm trying to make a grand
Okay.
point here. So basically. Because I know that it's different cultures, different, like the grand point is that's a foreign movie in Asia that won Best Picture in Hollywood, right?
Yes.
My question is that, do you see a Chinese film ever kind of being able to infiltrate Hollywood like that and win Best Picture?
I think one day Chinese picture, Chinese film will get to the, you know, Best Picture in Oscar, but right now I think there is still maybe not a long way, but we still need to wait for that, like because like there is too many difference between Chinese filmmaking and Korean filmmaking, so you
No,
can
I
see,
that's I know. I was just making a more of an like the point
yeah.
that someone on the East, an East film kind of infiltrated the West and kind of won Best Pictures, which is a landmark, obviously a landmark situation that occurred, right? So I'm just saying that this could happen with Chinese films because you make a lot more movies. There's a lot more
Yeah.
movies made in China, right?
Yes.
So yeah, and there's a lot of Chinese filmmakers working in Hollywood as well, right?
Yeah, they are working in Hollywood. As I know, there is so many Chinese filmmakers in Hollywood right now.
Like a ton. And so like, do you see yourself kind of doing that yourself as well? Or do you want to stick to like experimental films? Or do you see yourself kind of moving to more narrative movie filmmaking?
Actually, I don't know, because I also love like Hollywood stuff, but
Yeah.
I still want to, you know, keep trying on experimental area. So just we will see. Like I won't give up. I try to keep a balance between that, just to see like what's going on. Like yeah.
Because in a span of like 2 months, I saw I saw at Toronto International Film Festival, I saw the world premiere of Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, right?
Oh, yeah, I love
And
this film.
then I saw, then like 2 months later, I saw, in like November of that year, 2 months later, I saw In the Mood for Love, right? Which
Oh,
played at
yeah,
the
you
theaters. And
look
I'm
for
like,
love.
man, these Chinese filmmakers are amazing. They made the two best movies of the year. They really are the two best movies of that year, right? And
Yes,
I'm like, oh, they're on their way. They're
these two
gonna.
films are my favorite film, especially for In the Mood for Love. This
Yeah.
is really amazing. I really
But
like
if you look
how.
back at 2000, like that, those are
Yes.
arguably the best two films. Like you could
Yes.
argue that they'll be on anybody's best list of the films of the year. So my thinking was, oh, the Chinese, they're gonna basically make all these movies. But then since then, it hasn't been that much of a, like the two, obviously two different movies, right? Like Crouching
Yes.
Tiger and
Yes, there are two different general, there are two different concepts,
yeah.
especially for the aesthetics.
Right. So yeah, totally different films, but they're like, that's what that's so basically. No, I'm just curious about, like, because it's such a huge industry, right? Like it's
Yeah.
they're like they like people go to this go to the movies in droves, right? In China. So no, I was just curious about like, because you said like you go to Georgia and there's three extremely talented artists that include you yourself included making this film, right? And it's
Yes.
just like it's I find it fascinating that like that basically that like what you're like that story itself, that's like I said, that's a movie itself right there, like the three of you kind of like collaborating on this movie. So that was just my point.
Okay, thank you for that. I really appreciate that.
No, because it's a really because it's a very creative film that you made. It's really gutsy and it's really creative, and it's like you touched the
Thank you
mood
so
and
much.
the emotion of COVID, right? So
I'm so glad to hear that.
all right, man. Well, let's talk again. Why don't you? I know you want to make more fashion movies. I'd love to show
Sure,
them. So why don't we talk
sure.
again when you make your next film?
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, Schlemiel, Schlemazel, Hudson Bamp Incorporated.
We're gonna do it. Give us any chance, we'll take.